We're not supposed to be, but we do know that a lot of our members have been there and have come out well people. Two of these men were pretty well-known citizens, and they had contacts and had heard of AA in Akron. So they asked the superintendent if they could have the privilege of going to Akron and finding out about AA. They did just that. And when they came back, they contacted five more people, and two of these men went to Akron to receive hospitalization. And when they came back, which was some time later, the first AA meeting in Toledo was held officially in October, on October 17th, 1940. That was held in the home of one of the girls. I never did find out whether she actually was an AA member or not, but it was held in her home, and it was continued that way for quite some time until they decided, this one man again decided that he felt that AA had grown enough now that they could get a public place to hold their meetings. That is when they went in to Cap Hall, which was then on Summit Street, and started their meetings in a public hall. There weren't very many people in, and the first meeting was held January 17th, 1941. Now my sponsor, my co-sponsor, let's put it, came into AA just a couple of weeks before they had their first meeting at Cap Hall. I can't help but speak of him because to me, he's still sober. He hasn't had a drink since that first time he was contacted. To me, he is a shining example of what AA should mean to all of us. He's helped me through many a rough spot. He's been a good and faithful AA member. He's still very active today. I feel that to him, a great deal of the success of AA today, to this man and to God, or I should put it the other way around, to God and to this man, a lot of our AA came about, because he really worked at this thing day and night. In 1941, about the fall, the Bowling Green group was started. Now, Bowling Green is not too far from Toledo, and of course is one of the inner area groups. That was rather than I came across that bit of information when I was trying to get this together. That came as quite a surprise to me, because I didn't know that. Soon, AA grew in Toledo. And, I would say that by the time I was contacted, and I will say I was contacted because in those days we would get a card from New York, or maybe someone would drop somebody's name in the basket, and then somebody was supposed to make that call. You never knew whether they wanted it or not, but you had to go out and make it. And of course that's the way they contacted me. We don't do too much of that today, but that's how I happened to come into AA. My sponsor, Gretchen, came to see me in November of 1941. And again, I say, I am grateful to God because I have been one of the fortunate ones. I've had a lot of help, but I'm here tonight, and for that I'm extremely grateful. As time went on and we were meeting in Cap Hall, it wasn't very long, and pretty soon someone got the idea that we should spread out and that we should start a few groups around town. Well, of course, I was a very new member, and I began to kind of shake and kind of wonder where they were going to leave me, because I really couldn't figure out where I exactly belonged. And it was a rather peculiar feeling, being an alcoholic and rather timid one at that. Of course, I wasn't when I was drinking, but I really was kind of scared when I came into AA. So Close Park was started, which was my group, Ottawa Park, South Side, East Side, Trinity Church. And they went on like this for a while, and many of the meetings at that time were held in my home and some of the other homes, because the shelter houses were not always available. Well, of course, when they meet in your own home, you become better acquainted with people. And these people became my very best friends, and some of them are today. Of course, some of them have fallen by the wayside. It always happens, I guess. Well, after it went on like this for a while, somebody got the idea again that we better all get together and form one group and go back downtown, because it was kind of small. We had a hard time getting speakers and so on and so forth. We drew a lot of them out of Detroit and out of Cleveland and some even out of Chicago. Well, all of the groups went back together except the South Side. And the South Side group stayed put. Out of the South Side group was then formed Blissfield, Adrian, and Monroe. Well, after these groups got all together downtown, and they called it then, and it met on Superior Street, the downtown group. There is still a downtown group in Toledo. Off of the downtown group, to start with, the East Side was formed again, and Red Man's Hall. Then the downtown group of Superior Street moved over to Jackson Street. And off of Jackson Street came our North End group, which is still in existence, and our Dorr Street group. And once again, Cap Hall. Of course, for a while there was no Cap Hall group. Once again, the name of Cap Hall was picked out, and the meeting place was the same where it was originally. And that's the way the story goes. There isn't too much more that I can say. You know how groups grow. I can say to you, we've had a lot of heartaches. We've made a lot of mistakes. Some of them perhaps we could have avoided if we had listened, but we didn't, so we had to learn some of these things the hard way. Of the 10 original members, 4 have passed on. 1 went back to drinking, and 5 are still dry, although 1 does not attend meetings. Of the 5 still dry, 1 is in California, 1 in Lima, 1 in Lansing, and 1 in Toledo. We really have them spread all over. Now, the area has 30, the Toledo area intergroups has 30 groups. It might have one more by now. You can't ever tell. They move up pretty fast sometimes. But in the Ralph was telling me that he thought perhaps there was going to be one more, and so that makes us very happy. I don't think that the average AA member realizes what actually goes on in AA, or what it takes to make the thing sometimes click. You know, we're kind of a funny bunch. We don't like bosses, and if one has to have a little, tries to say a little bit too much, well, then of course he or she is being criticized. But after a while, you get used to it, and you don't mind. You just take it in your stride and are on your way. Toledo itself, I mean right in Toledo, we have 17 groups. Now, close to us, we have many, many more groups, and I think they would amount to about, count up to about 30. The first group in Michigan, as I said, started in August of 1944 in Blissfield. And of course that line is so close to Toledo that we feel very much that they are a part of us, and we have always been a part of them. In fact, one of the Blissfield members told me one time he really thought I was an oddity when I came into AA. He had to take a second look. He'd never seen an alcoholic woman before. And truthfully, I began to think for a while that I was the only one in the area, and it didn't make me feel very good. And I might hand you lines of the alcoholic men a nice little pat on the back, because if it hadn't been for you, perhaps I wouldn't have been able to stay, because I felt like I just didn't fit, like I didn't belong. But I stuck it out with your help. The first AA hospital ward we had in Maumee Valley Hospital in 1945, I'm sorry to say that is no longer in existence. It may be to a certain extent, but it isn't, certainly isn't anything that we can be very proud of. The first area intergroup committee meeting was held July 10th in 1949. The first area central office was at the 208 Richardson Building in May of 1951. And the first regional conference meeting, March 1952. Membership says, as of about now, I would say would be about 750. I may be a little bit off one way or another. I'm talking about perhaps active members. That just about gives you the sum and substance of what AA is in Toledo. We love it. We try to live it. We try to protect it because it has become very, very precious to us. Now, if I can just step out of line for just one moment, I would like to say something to my dear friend Ralph and to his sweet wife. I think he's done a tremendous job as our representative, as our delegate, I should say. I think he has just been outstanding, and I truthfully am very proud that he came from a little town called Manitow, which is so very, very close to Toledo, and I'm so proud that we can call him one of our, he and Mrs. Ralph, one of our very, our dearest friends. I'm proud of Toledo. I'm proud of the job that they tried to do for the New York Foundation. When the Secretary's handbook came out, I was thrilled. We think a lot more of New York than perhaps anyone gives us credit for. But I am proud of them, and I am particularly proud of my own group. Thank you.
I really didn't expect all those bouquets to go in. Now you know why I said what I did in the beginning. I'm afraid I'm going to have to tell a little story on Lillian Noel. I know she doesn't mind. Back when she was a practicing alcoholic, she didn't want people to see her walking through the store after her jug. So she wore roller skates. Maybe she was afraid the store would close before she got there. But there is a good example of why AA is what it is in Toledo, is our Lillian.
We hope you enjoyed this recording. Please check out our website at sobrietytalks.com. You can also contact us by sending an email to sobrietytalks@aol.com. Thank you.